Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
A hit for John Tavares. Tavares digging in on his off wing to the net. Shovel in front. Scores! Matthew Nyes has won it. And the Leafs will take it back to Game 6 in Toronto.
Shea's shot here is blocked. There's
the shot. They score! Hutchmouth straight to Drury. He beats Varlamov, and it's 4-3 Carolina.
The Canes, for the sixth straight season, have a playoff series victory.
Nathan MacKinnon on the puck. MacKinnon back to the point for Taves with a shot, scores! Taves with a shot, and Mikko Rantanen got his stick on it for his first of the playoffs.
Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche on a well-played series. 5-plus goals in every game of this series.
Turning the corner. The blue line. Carrier with a shot. Scores! Alex Carrier let fly from the blue line. And the Predators are going to get the Game 5 win in Vancouver. Nashville hanging on.
Indeed, the Nashville Predators hung on for a big win in Game 5 in Vancouver. They take that series back to Nashville for Game 6. And there was a lot of action around the NHL last night. Four games, a ton of good storylines. Two teams now advancing to the second round, which we'll discuss. I am Marty Biron. Duffer is off for the rest of the week. Listen, May 1st, all these April showers hopefully will bring up May flowers and a lot of nice weather. I cannot wait until it is full-blown summer, or at least spring into summer. But it's starting really good here in Western New York on this first day of May, which always remind me of playoffs, playoff hockey, going, you know, to practice on the road and then going to lunch with my teammates, that atmosphere, right? And what we're seeing is the best time in the season, the first round of the playoffs. And now it's going to kind of slow down a little bit, right? Only two games tonight. As the second round approaches, there's less and less hockey. Conference finals is fun, but there's usually just one game a night. So this is still the best time of the year. And we'll discuss all that happened last night in the National Hockey League and what will happen tonight as well in the National Hockey League. Coming up on the show, because it's just me for the first part here, we'll talk about lots of different things, Sabres included. We got a poll. Well, not a poll, but it's a fill-in-the-blank Wednesday here on Sabres Live. So we're asking you, and we want your comments on X. What is your bold move to add to the roster for this summer? So we're already getting great responses. We'll go through some of them and kind of dissect that a little bit. Steve Tasker will join me at 12:25 for a players only kind of segment. Talk about the differences between, you know, NFL playoffs, NHL playoffs, his love for the game of hockey and the Sabres, and it has been for a long time. We saw him and Brownie at a game late in the season, so obviously they do a great job on One Bills Live, but we're going to bring in Tasker for, you know, about a 15-minute chat here at 12:25 to discuss hockey and what he's seeing in the playoffs and if he's watching. And Kyle Buchanan from the Bandits, they're set to get their round against the Toronto Rock going on Friday. The game's at 7:30 in at the First Ontario Center. I believe that's Hamilton. Duffer would be making sure I'm correct on that. But anyway, we'll talk to Kyle Buchanan about their overtime win against Georgia. That was a crazy, crazy win at KeyBank Center this past weekend. But more importantly, now they go into a best of three series, which is not just a one-off. So we'll talk to Kyle at 12:45 and get the Bandit Land good vibes going. And see if we can push them, give them the Sabres Live bump and get them through the next round and continue their the defense of their title that they got last year. So some good stuff for the show today. Okay, first on the agenda, on social media, we ask you, what is your bold move to add to the Sabres roster this year? So, yeah, obviously, you can look ahead and say, you know, we discussed Patrick Kane and Steven Stamkos yesterday, which was a great discussion. And it carried on social media. A lot of you were, you know, going back and forth yesterday talking about Patrick Kane and Steven Stamkos. I still don't know which one I would prefer to have. I sat on the fence in this or that yesterday. I had no idea. Is Patrick Kane the better player now? Is Steven Stamkos? Steven Stamkos had 40 goals last year. And is 34 years old. Well, yeah, 34 years old and can still play at an incredibly high level. But then Patrick Kane came back from an injury and did an amazing job with the Detroit Red Wings. He was probably their best player alongside Dylan Larkin for most of the season here. So I'm still on the fence with that. But we're asking you other bold move, right? Something crazy, something out, you know, out of the box that you may look to do. And what we're getting right now is some great responses. I'm seeing a lot of forward, and I'm going to say the word grit, but I don't know if that's the correct word, because everybody's got to play with grit in the National Hockey League. You cannot play 82 games in a season and go through four rounds of the playoffs to win a Stanley Cup if you don't have that inside of you, if you don't get dirty and don't win one-on-one battles and everything. But I mean, Gabe here is looking at, hey, why not look to Tampa? We talked about Stamkos yesterday with Tampa. He says, how about Anthony Cirelli, Cernak, and Tanner Janot for, you know, a draft, like a first round draft pick this year, Byram Greenway, Yoki Haru. I'm not really looking at what the Sabres would be giving up in these deals, because to be honest with you, that's not the exercise here. I'm just saying, what type of player, what kind of bold move would you add, right? And for Gabe, it's Cirelli, Cernak, Tanner Janot. And I look at those three players, obviously, it would be adding that physicality. You're not adding, you know, 120 goals when you add those three players. It's not the case. You already have players, I believe, on the Sabres that can score goals. But Cirelli, Cernak, Tanner Janot would be players that would add a certain element that was a lot different than talking Patrick Kane and Steven Stamkos yesterday. We've got Shoot the Puck here. You know, he's got Dominic Hasek in his Twitter handles. So I don't know if Shoot the Puck means Dom saying, I must see Shoot the Puck, so I must see. But he says he wants to see a player like Travis Konechny, kind of players the Sabres desperately need, has an edge to him, and he can score. Okay, you're adding production offensively, but it's that same type of player, somebody that plays with a really high rate of speed, some really good physicality. For a guy that's not that big, but still plays with a lot of physicality. I have loved Travis Konecny from the day that I met him, and he was 15 years old when I met him. We were doing a camp in Toronto for the best 15-year-olds across Canada, and Travis Konecny was there along with Matt Barzal and Connor McDavid. They were all the same birth year, and I had Travis Konecny on my team. I was coaching one of the teams, and he went out there and absolutely crushed somebody from behind, got a penalty, came back to the bench. It's an exhibition. It's an all-star game. I looked over to him and I said, you may want to cool down a little bit. You don't want to hit people from behind. Be physical, play your game, but you don't want to hit anybody from behind. Don't want to hurt anybody. Next shift, he did the exact same thing, got another penalty. That's the way he plays. Now, you got to walk the line, but what Travis Konecny does is he plays with an edge, plays with you know, tons of physicality, has a lot of offense. Now, I'd be very surprised if a player like Travis Konecny would be available. There's no way Danny Briere and the Philadelphia Flyers would move on from Travis Konecny. He's part of the reason why they had such a good season this year. You know, yeah, they didn't make the playoffs. They were right there. But Travis Konecny is that type of player that did an amazing job with them. You know, Noah Cates, another Flyers, has been brought up here by Joe. Boone Jenner is a player that's been brought up. Again, you're not looking at, you know, a bold move. I thought when we said bold move, we were going to say, okay, well, you know, make a pitch for Connor McDavid if the Oilers get out in the first round here, which is unlikely to happen. But I like that a bold move for a lot of you also means like realistic players, something that the Sabres could look to add to their lineup. Funny here, Larry says, I'm bringing in Ty Domi. I'll tell you this, Ty Domi is not playing anymore. I think he probably talks about Max Domi, who's had a really good season with the Toronto Maple Leafs, played on the top line with Austin Matthews, and really had, you know, his mojo back. Max Domi has done that, though, many times in his career, where first year with a team, he does incredibly well, and then it tails off after that. That's why he's moved to so many teams, right? The expectations are always so high, and then it falls off. But he's doing good with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And in little, like in parentheses, he says, did you see him win a faceoff yesterday, which led to the Jake McCabe goal? Yes, I did see him. And I still believe that faceoffs don't really matter until they matter. You know, the opening faceoff doesn't matter. The Leafs were 60% on faceoffs last night, and that one mattered. Good for them, right? We saw the Amerks lose the game in overtime, lost the faceoffs. More importantly, when the Leafs scored that Jake McCabe goal that made it 1-0 early in the first period, it wasn't so much Domi that won the faceoffs as he got help from Mitch Marner. You need help from your winger. You need everybody to buy in. Faceoffs are not won and lost just one player against another player. So, yeah, okay, Max Domi type of player. A couple of teams were eliminated last night, so we'll talk about it. But this brings up Chris here. He said, how about you sign Sean Monahan as a third line center? Okay. The reason why we talked about Steven Stamkos yesterday is because Tampa were eliminated and Steven Stamkos is an unrestricted free agent. And where is Stamkos going to go? Could there be a fit here in Buffalo? We talked about it. Okay. The Winnipeg Jets are eliminated. Sean Monahan, unfortunately, had 0 goals in the 5 games he played against the Colorado Avalanche. But I still think Sean Monahan is a really, really good hockey player. There's 2 guys on the Winnipeg Jets that will be set to become unrestricted free agent on July 1 that I would keep my eyes on. They're bold moves, but I'd keep my eyes on them. Sean Monahan is one of them. Did really good in Montreal. He made an impact on the power play right away when he got to Winnipeg. Maybe it tailed off a little bit of late, but I think Sean Monahan could be that third line center, play a power play role, add the depth that the Sabres need. The other player that Winnipeg has, a forward that will be set to become unrestricted free agent, is Tyler Toffoli. We saw Tyler Toffoli do well in New Jersey last year. Oh, who was his coach last year before he got traded to Winnipeg? Oh, yeah, Lindy Ruff. And I remember talking to Tyler Toffoli about Lindy Ruff, and he had a big smile, and he said about how Lindy jokes around, and Lindy actually asked him if he was taking, if Tyler Toffoli was taking Lindy out to dinner because he had won a poll and maybe he won a couple hundred dollars or whatnot. So Lindy was like, so you're taking me out to dinner? Like, that is the relationship they had, joking around, fun, coach, player. I think Tyler Toffoli and what he has brought to the Winnipeg Jets and every team that he's played with could definitely be a fit for the Buffalo Sabres. Don't know if that would happen. Don't know. But Toffoli's won a cup with the LA Kings. He was on that 70s line with Tanner Pearson and Jeff Carter. They all had 70s numbers in the 70s, so they called them that 70s line. You know, a spinoff on that 70s show. And it was a great line, a great depth line with the LA Kings that won a cup. And I think Tyler Toffoli could definitely be one of those guys that would come in. Buffalo Tundra says, sell the farm for Draisaitl. This is the kind of bold move that maybe will not make sense, but I like that. At least we're saying bold move. Sell the farm for Draisaitl. I think obviously Draisaitl, anybody would want to take Draisaitl, and the Sabres could get Draisaitl, it would work, but that's the way it is. Keep them coming. Keep the bold move coming here on X. We'll be able to bring some up a little later in the show. We'll talk about it tomorrow as well. And also, because it is a fill-in-the-blank Wednesday, why not ask you guys this on social media? And we can talk about it later in the show and tomorrow and Friday as well, because, as I said, Duffer is out for the rest of the week, you know, taking a little time off. So I need things to talk about. I need your help. Bring me some, you know, some topics. Bring me some things to talk about. So how about this fill-in-the-blank Wednesday? Blank is the team I'm cheering for to win the Stanley Cup. Just a simple question. Blank is the team I am now cheering for to win the Stanley Cup. I don't have a team right now. I don't know if there's a story, a compelling story, a player, a team, a coach that I want to see win the cup right now. At first, I thought the Oilers because of McDavid and because of Chris Knobloch. He coached the Erie Otters. I know him well. He came in, did a great job. Stuart Skinner has been a good story. You know, so maybe the Oilers is the clubhouse leader for me after round one. New York Rangers, probably up there as well because of my good friend Chris Drury being the president and GM. But, you know, Michael Pekka, an assistant. So I think there's a couple of teams right now that are, you know, neck and neck. But we're asking you. And let us know on X. Blank is the team I want to see win the Stanley Cup. Well, a couple of teams got closer to their goal of winning the Stanley Cup last night. We're going to start with the Carolina Hurricane winning their first round series in five games against the New York Islanders. What to say? The Carolina Hurricane were the better team. They were the better team from start to finish. They actually, you know, the one loss they had was an overtime loss to the New York Islanders and probably could have won that one. It should have been a sweep, but it wasn't. That's fine. And now they call this a gentleman's sweep because you allow to go. I don't like the term. I'll be honest with you. It's not a sweep. It's a sweep if it's a four-game sweep, and it's in five if it's five, and it's in six if it's six, and it's in seven if it's seven. So I don't like gentleman's sweep. But Carolina was definitely the better team. They, you know, move on to the second round now. They join the New York Rangers, the Florida Panthers, and the Colorado Avalanche to move on. A couple of things from that game yesterday. It was 2-0, just over 3 minutes. The New York Islanders didn't show up. Carolina scored two goals quickly. And then 4 minutes in, it was 2-1. So then I woke up the New York Islanders a little bit late. Evgeny Kuznetsov scored a penalty shot goal. It was Romanov, the defenseman for the New York Islanders, that put his hand on the puck in the crease. We don't see that called too often because it's really hard to see when, you know, there's a scrum in front of the net. Everybody is falling all over the place, and the defenseman put the hand on the puck. But this one was obvious. Everybody on the ice kind of called for the penalty shot. And the rule says, unless a player is being hooked or tripped, and that player has to take the penalty shot for any other instances, like a throwing of the stick, a hand on the puck in the crease, a delay of game knocking the net off, then it's the team's choice with the players that were on the ice. It just so happened Evgeny Kuznetsov, in his 10 minutes a game that he plays was on the ice for that one. And we all know what Kuznetsov is going to do. He's going to grab the puck at center ice and go super slow, like his controller is disconnected. He's not even taking a stride from the blue line in. He didn't even take a stride. His head is up. He's stick handling. And it took him 12 seconds to get there. Now, Varlamov tried to do the poke check, which a lot of people have said to me in the past. Why don't they just poke check Kuznetsov or even Patrick Kane when he comes in so slow? Because it doesn't work. Those guys are too quick, too good. Their head is up. Kuznetsov's head is up. He's looking at the goalie. As soon as you get the poke check out, he's moving to his left, and he's opening the side of the net, right? So the only thing I could see the league doing for those type of situation in the future would be to have a 10-second shot clock, right? You have a shootout attempt. You have a penalty shot attempt. As soon as you touch the puck, there's a 10-second shot clock. Problem is, how do you see that shot clock? If you're a player, like in basketball, you see the shot clock right there on the net. You see it. In lacrosse, there's a shot clock. You see it right behind the goal. In every sport, football, there's a play clock. The quarterback sees the play clock. If you're not looking at it, it's your own fault. How do you put a shot clock in hockey that the player knows, I got to speed up. I still have time. I can slow down. So I think it's a little bit more of a fan problem. I don't think the hockey people are really worried about Kuznetsov and what he's doing with the puck, but that happened. Quickly, we'll move on to the next game, which Colorado beating the Winnipeg Jets. This was just a complete disaster for the Winnipeg Jets, who did the exact same thing last year, by the way. They won the first game against the Vegas Golden Knights in the first round and lost four in a row. So my... I should have taken the pledge, that Jeremy White pledge that he does on the morning show all the time here on WGR 550 is, I said early in the year, I will not talk about the Winnipeg Jets, and the Jets made me talk about them, and I regret it. I regret it because it's the same old Jets. You know, they lost in five. They had no goals. No goals from Vilardi. No goals from Nick Ehlers. No goals from Sean Monahan. No goals from Nino Niederreiter in five games. It was just not good for the Jets. They got dominated. Despite the fact they won the first game 7-6, you look at the numbers. 42 rush chances for Colorado to 24 for the Jets. 28 goals for Colorado to 15 for the Jets. The Jets were the first team in NHL history to give up five or more goals in each of the first five games in the postseason, eventually losing in five games. So good on Colorado. They were really good. Georgiev played great, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't good enough, and Rick Bonus was kind of just left to shake his head after the game, saying that's just, you know, we played better. That was probably their best playoff game of the year, but Connor Hellebuyck wasn't able to come up with an answer, and you know, Mikko Rantanen finally got a couple of goals. Val Nichushkin has seven goals in the first five games. He scored in every one of those games. So those are the two teams that advance. You got the Carolina Hurricanes, the Colorado Avalanche joining the New York Rangers and the Florida Panthers that will be in the second round. The other two games that happened last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they were able to pull one off in overtime in Boston with a 2-1 win. Look, they put Joseph Woll in net, and it worked because Joe Woll was really good. Got a little lucky in the third period. Todd Marchand. Always think of Todd Marchand, Buffalo Todd Marchand, but Brad Marchand had a chance early in the third, did not score. Charlie Coyle hit the post at 4-on-4 halfway in the third period. Charlie Coyle had a great chance in overtime, wasn't able to capitalize, and just a few seconds later, on a quick breakout transition play by Ilya Lyubushkin, of all players, he gets the wide pass to John Tavares. Tavares goes in wide, gets to Swayman, the rebound to Matthew Nyes, and now a rookie player, Matthew Nyes, and a rookie goaltender, Joseph Woll, saved the Toronto Maple Leafs from the golf season, who were without Austin Matthews, by the way. So Matthews dealing with sickness and an undisclosed injury. So you know what? That's what you got to do. Funny enough, Matthews missed a game this year with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they won 7-0 in that game. They're able to beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in this one. Boston didn't show up, though. They had two shots in the first period, you know, and that was their second shot was the Trent Frederick goal that made it 1-1. So it was and Brian Boyle, my old teammate, Brian Boyle, who does a great job on NHL Network on the TV, he said, can somebody turn the AC or the condenser at the Garden in Boston because the puck is bouncing everywhere? Well, it seemed to affect Boston more than the Toronto Maple Leafs. The puck was bouncing everywhere. David Pastrnak couldn't handle the puck. Every time it came to a stick, it was like he was making the puck into a square. Like he was cutting it up. Like it was so bad. But hey, it works for Toronto. They win 2-1. My daughter was at that game. She says I never talk about her on this show, but she was at the game sporting a Boston Bruins jersey that was gifted to her. Made me want to barf a little bit, but that's just the way it is. And then the late game, which went, you know, kind of surprisingly in Nashville's favor. Why? Because it was 1-0 early in the third with Nikita Zadorov just doing his best Bobby Orr impression. He went end to end. And then scored on the short side of UC Soros. And all of a sudden, you're thinking, can Vancouver pull this one again? Because the Vancouver Canucks had 11 shots after two periods. 11 shots. They had 12 shots in game three and they won. They had 20 shots in game four and they won, but only had 15 until the last 3 minutes of the game. So you're thinking, can the Vancouver Canucks do this again? Zadorov scores his second on what was a iffy goal. And then Roman Josi gets credited with a power play goal. As he's driving the net, the puck is under Arthur Shilovs, who, by the way, played great in the two games that he's been playing as the third goalie for the Vancouver Canucks. The puck is under Shilovs, and Gustav Nyquist comes in and absolutely pitchforks the goaltender into the net. The puck goes into the net. It's called a goal on the play, and Rick Tocchet does not challenge the play. I think he was worried with 12 and a half minutes left in the game to say, hey, if I'm wrong, the goal counts, it's 1-1, and we go to the penalty kill again. So decided not to challenge. I was completely surprised. I thought that was a challengeable play. And probably, well, we don't know, but in my book, as a member of the goalie union, would have been, you know, called back. It would have been waved off, and Vancouver would have stayed up at 1-0. Instead, William Carrier gets his first of the playoffs on a long screenshot. Nashville puts it 2-1. But again, the shots for Vancouver in the game, 7 in the first period, 4 in the second, a little bit more desperate late in the third, but they only had 9 in the third for 20 shots. They averaged less than 20 shots per game in the five games that they've played here against the Nashville Predators. But that series is now 3-2 for Vancouver. They're going back to Bridgestone Arena in Nashville for game 6, which should be a very, very loud game in Nashville. So that is our look around the NHL. There is two games tonight in the National Hockey League. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Maybe we'll talk about it with Steve Tasker. Who does he like tonight in the National Hockey League? The Edmonton Oilers are playing against the LA Kings. Dallas Vegas is also playing tonight, game 5 of those series coming up. So we'll talk to Steve Tasker about it, but continue to bring the bold moves here on social media. We want to see them. Blank is the team I'm cheering for in the Stanley Cup playoffs right now to win the Stanley Cup. Bring those up on social media. We got it at Sabres Live. And when we come back here on WGR 550 and MSG, Steve Tasker, the legendary number 89, is joining us here on Sabres Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on MSG and WGR 550. I am Marty Biron and joined by the legendary Steve Tasker. Steve, thanks a lot for joining the hockey show today. I know you guys got a lot to talk about with the football, the draft happened and, you know, everything, but taking a little time out of your day to talk hockey. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Happy to come by. It's nice. You hockey guys, you stay at home, do the show from your nice little home studio, and we're schlepping all the way over to the stadium still. So I am a little envious of you.
you know what? Like, you can walk over to the fridge, have a little beverage, maybe make yourself a sandwich. I remember
that's the way it was. That's the way it was in COVID. We
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'd stay at home and just do the show from the office and walk around the house and, you know, wear your pajama bottoms, everything. It was great.
Yeah, the only problem is that as soon as the show is over at 12:55 and then we make way for you guys at 1 o'clock for One Bills Live, usually that means I got to go do something. I don't have to. Yeah. I can't hang out at the studio and just talk to everybody and have fun. I got to go do something. But hey, anyway, I have a question for you.
All right.
I don't think I've ever gotten the answer. But, you know, Alex Tuch comes into Buffalo and picks the number 89 because he said Alexander Mogilny, right? Like, that was the guy for him. He always wanted to be 89. Now, you had the number 89, which is different in football. But what number could you have picked from? Because of your position, did you have a choice in numbers or was that just handed to you?
I got there on a Saturday and the game was the next day. And I didn't even know anybody on the team, let alone what. And I just came in the next day to the locker, and that was the jersey was hanging in there. That was it. That's the only. I didn't even, you know, there was so much going on. You know, you get picked up by a new team, you're like, oh wow, where am I? You know, where am I even going to sleep tonight? And you know, you show up at the game the next day. It's like I hadn't even thought about a jersey number, because I, you know, your life is turned upside down. I was a Houston Oiler one day and a Buffalo Bill the next, and I just showed up and then, oh okay, number 80. I'd been number 80. With the Oilers, and that was after being number 14 in the preseason, and then I finally made the team. And they had to give me an 80s number, so they switched it to 80. And then I come to Buffalo, and it showed up. I wore, and what do I care? You know, and I never really thought about changing it either. I guess I could have after that first year, because in the first couple of years I was there, we had a lot of turnover in the roster, so I could have gotten a different number, but I had no say in it. It was the number that was open and free, and they said, "Here you go."
Well, 89 is now Steve Tasker's number, and everybody here in Buffalo, like, they were 89 to the games. They have Tasker number. Now, about numbers, and this is, I was just thinking about, so when I was playing midget hockey, they gave me the number 00. Like, right. There was three goalie numbers, 00, 33, and 30, I believe. I would never have picked 33 because that was Patrick Roy's number, and I was a Quebec Nordiques fan. I hated the Canadians. I didn't want right. Patrick Roy's number.
Right.
The other goalie picked 30, so I was stuck with 0-0. I was like, this is kind of stupid. I don't want 0-0. But I had a fantastic year, goalie of the year. So I kept the number in juniors, and then my first few games with Buffalo, I was given the number 00. Last player to wear that number in the NHL. So we got a new Bills player this year. That's going to wear the number 0.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you who never had players wearing 0 and now you got a Bills player wearing 0?
It's why they opened up the numerals, you know, a lot, because now you got guys wearing single digits on both sides of the ball, and it used to be, and they did it back in the day because there's so many guys on the field, it helped the officials know who was supposed to be where. If you had a 50, yeah. a guy with a, on the offensive side with a 50s number, he was going to be an offensive lineman. If you saw him down the field, he was an ineligible man down the field. So it helped the officials call the game. But now, you know, with all the stuff going on, and you know, the rosters are big, and they just ran out of numbers. There was too many guys to have all the 80s numbers, and mm-hmm. and they needed the single digits and the teens numbers to be sprinkled in. So they started letting these guys wear it, and on both sides of the ball as well. On the defensive side, now you got defensive linemen wearing single digits and stuff. So it's. I like it. I'm glad. I like the, you know, let him wear 0. That's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Now,
right?
Double Keon 0. Coleman,
he's an interesting man.
Yeah,
and wearing
he does.
0, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Now, I am not a fan of 00. You don't need a 00. All you need is 10. 10 is plenty. If you have 2 zeros,
I had the 00.
Why
so,
are you
that was
doubling
my
down
thing.
On nothing? There's nothing. There. You don't have a. You don't have to have a second 0. It's just a 0. Right.
Well, there is on the roulette table. There's a single 0 and the double 0. So
but
you got to remember that could hurt you because it makes
right.
you less than 50% chance that you get a black or a red because of the double 0.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk a little hockey.
Right.
Are you watching the playoffs? Like at night right now? There's no football. Maybe there's basketball, and I've watched some basketball. I'm sure you know we can talk about. But are you watching the playoff? And
yeah.
how? Intense are you feeling about it? How surprised are you with some of the storylines? Like, what's happening in the Tasker household when there's hockey games on?
Well, there was a week last week I watched 2 NBA games and 2 hockey games all at the same time. Right? You're kind of, you know, I was surfing, so I was watching every game. I watched the front end doubleheader, both games, the hockey and the NBA. Then I watched the second. I went to bed at like 1 a.m. after the Lakers game got over, right? So,
yeah.
I'm watching all of it if I can, and it's I can't I just I always Sabres fans are like this too. I just can't wait to see your team play like that. I want to see them play
yeah.
in one of these series, and I don't care, you know. And we're at the point now. Just get me there because I know, you know, Marty, you know what this town's like and how fun it is to be at the arena in a playoff series. I'll never forget it. In fact, one of the funnest moments I've ever had as a fan of any sport, not forget about football playing, that's all kind of different, but being a fan of a sport, funnest time I ever had was in the arena in a playoff hockey stuff for the Sabres. You know, I had season yeah. tickets with my sons there with me. We were going crazy. It was so fun. It was the series with Ottawa
yep.
and I think our guy, and I can't remember, came by. He shot a slapper from just inside the blue line. It went through Tugnuck's glove.
Yeah, and that was Derek Plant. That's
Derek
97.
Plant.
So Derek Plant, game 7,
right.
overtime.
Yeah.
And Ron Tugnuck's glove flipped over, and it
and
went over
the
line.
I tell people this all the time. You know, in hockey, sometimes the puck goes in, and you watch the fans behind the net know before anybody else. So they start yeah. cheering, right? And then you know the puck went in. Well, this one, everybody saw the puck go in because he was out of the crease. And everybody yeah. saw, everybody in the entire stadium could see the thing go in, and the roof came right off. I mean, it was like a light switch. It went from pitch dark to full sunlight in sound. And it was unbelievable. I'll never forget it. The whole place was just electric. And it's going to happen again, and I'm going to be there when it does.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I feel about it.
It led to one of Rick Jenneret's greatest call because they were going to play the Flyers in the next round. So if you weren't in the building and you were at home and
right.
you're celebrating and jumping in your living room or your basement or whatnot, He goes, bring on the Legion of Doom, because that was the big line with John LeClair, Eric Lindros, and Michael Ranberg in the in Philadelphia, which was amazing. But yeah, quickly, we have a couple of minutes here before Kyle Buchanan with the Bandits is going to come on the show after the commercial, talk about the Bandits a little bit. Fill in the blank Wednesday. So I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Fill in the blank, because hockey's got the fighting and all of that. Who is the former teammate of yours who truly liked to fight? Like, there's not a lot of fighting in football, but who is one of your former teammate that was, like, ready to get in a fight any game?
Well, the only the guy that would do it in my day was probably Daryl Talley. And Daryl would fight during the week if he wanted to, but he was always, like, Daryl was a kind of a brilliant dude because the guys knew he would, in football terms, he would drop the gloves on you, even in practice. But he would do it because he wouldn't, like, if a guy, he wouldn't do it, like, if a guy wanted to take a day off, he wouldn't, you know, he'd fight you to keep you from taking a day off or a game off or a play off. He would do it with, you know, Jim, with Bruce, with Cornelius, with Andre. They knew he would, like, confront them if they weren't doing stuff the way we wanted to do it as a team. You know, if it wasn't good, you know, you couldn't be selfish with Daryl. You had to be laying it on the line for the team, or he would call you on it. And if he called you on it, you usually would say, okay, I'll do it. Because if you didn't, he would keep on you until, you know, you really felt like he'd fight you. So Daryl was the guy like that, and that's why he was such a big part of that team. He was a guy who held everybody accountable to show up every day, work hard every day, and not take any plays off. He was a great dude.
And when it comes to playoffs in the NHL, there's always that pest on the other team, Brad Marchand. And this year, Nick Cousins of the Florida Panthers was voted as the most punchable face. Who is the guy that you played against that had the most punchable face, the biggest pest you played against?
Well, it's funny you say that. Probably Brian Cox for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He got tossed out of a bunch. He was getting tossed out of a game every couple of weeks.
Biting people?
Yeah, it was hard to do. He would lose his mind. And I remember Glenn Parker, we were going to play the Dolphins, and Glenn Parker, they got into a scuffle, and they went over a pile, and Glenn ended up on top of Brian, like face mask to face mask. And the story goes that Glenn knew how teetering he was on just blowing a gasket, right? Glenn knew what buttons to push on guys. He was a really intelligent dude, offensive lineman, typical guy. And he looked at me, just looked him in the eye and goes,
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're soft. Like, just right? So, you know, 30 seconds later, Cox is like just lost his mind. He's out of the game, got thrown out of the game. And Glenn's like going, he just knew. He just knew it was going to happen. And of course, one of our guys, Carwell Gardner, who is another tremendous football player, Carwell stepped in for Glenn and started throwing haymakers with Cox. So Carwell got thrown out, Brian Cox got thrown out, and Glenn, starting offensive lineman, gets to stay in the game. It was a savvy
good trade off. It's like when you take a coincidental minors with Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby. If you're the fourth line guy, and you both go to the box, you're like, I did my job.
That's right.
I did what I had to do.
That's right. They lose. Yeah. We lose. You know, like, yeah. We lose Roseanne Barr and they lose Miss America, right? So it's like that. So it's that's the way. It was a pro move on our part, and we got the better of it.
Well, it works. So, well, Steve, thanks a lot for joining. What's coming up on One Bills Live with you guys today at 1 o'clock? What do you got?
We are in the midst of getting we've got a guest. We're talking to Dan Orlovsky to come on, but he's got some stuff going on. He doesn't know if he can squeeze away a couple of minutes to come back and get on with us. So we don't know. It may be just Brownie and I today. Don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, I'll tune in at 1 o'clock on WGR 550 and MSG.
Thanks,
Steve
Marty.
Tasker, the legendary Steve Tasker.
Anytime.
Thanks for talking hockey. We'll be right back with Kyle Buchanan, Buffalo Bandits in the house after this short break.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here on WGR 550 and MSG, and I am really happy to be joined by Cal Buchanan of the Buffalo Bandits after that crazy win over the weekend against Georgia and now in a best of three against Toronto. Cal, thanks a lot for joining. How you doing?
I'm good. Good. Obviously a nail biter last weekend, but excited for the next one. How about you?
Okay, so like 4 minutes of overtime. That's a long time without a goal, and it's like sudden death at any possession could result in a goal. What is that like from the bench, right? Because you obviously go through these roller coaster of emotions where it's almost like a basketball game where a basket would be a win, right? Like lacrosse is very high paced like that. So what was those 4 minutes like against Georgia here at KeyBank Center?
Yeah, a little bit different than hockey, obviously, right? Where not every possession can result in a goal. But my wife was actually watching from home, and I was explaining to her that it's almost like really highs and lows, but almost between each shift. So, you know, when the ball is in our defensive end, you're gripping it a little bit. You're kind of like, oh no, every single shot or play towards the net. But then when we turn the ball over and we get it on offense, there's excitement there, right? Here's our chance to win it. And so you kind of go through a high and low every single shift and every time you get back to the bench. But we were happy to get that one from Bernsey.
Now, Bernsey scored in OT, but he also had what looked like maybe the game-winning goal at the end of the game, which was maybe a tenth or two-tenths of a second over. Did you guys think it was good? Like, when it happened, did you think, we won it, and then it was defeating, or did you know it looks like it's too late?
Well, I think there was – well, I think it was Dane, actually. Dane had that
Dane,
shot. Yeah, they locked Bernsey off, so Dane shot it, but – so everyone ran onto the floor. I actually, you know, if you watch the tape back, I was a bit late and delayed because I know that they review everything in the last 2 minutes. So I didn't want to get ahead of it. I did think it was good personally. And which 0.1 second, right? Which is interesting because they put back time on the clock not long before that. And if they had put 0.1 second back on the clock more, game over, right? But we were just that close. The one thing that I thought about, though, is that our momentum late in that game was pretty good. Anytime they got ahead, we responded pretty quickly. So I was comfortable with how our defense was playing and how our offense were getting chances. So things were looking good for us.
Okay, so now you guys have that big win and you move on to go from a single elimination game to now a best of three. Does it feel different going into best of three after having this high pressure? Every possession in that game matters so much that I don't want to say it's kind of a letdown a little bit emotionally, but it's like, okay, well, the first minute of the game doesn't really matter because it's a best of three right now. Like, how's the approach changing between the two games?
Yeah, you nailed it. I think if you look across the league, almost all of the games were really low scoring. And so what happens in those one and done games, just, you know, you can have a bad night defensively. Your goalie could, you know, not be seeing the ball well that night. So there's just a ton more pressure there. So we do have a little bit of a breath here. Obviously, you want to maintain that momentum going into the best of three, but you're right. You have a bit of time. If you have a bad quarter or a bad start, you can get back into it. But it's super important because there's not a lot of turnaround, right? Friday to Sunday, and then you have a week between if you go to game three. So you do want to get off to a good start. That's really important. So, you know, pros and cons to it, but certainly we have a little bit more of a breath with it being a best of three.
It's not, you know, a regular thing to play two games in 3 days in lacrosse. Usually it's a game a week and then you get a bye week. But the experience of last year's playoffs, do you guys have the edge knowing that you play Friday, Sunday and that you've done that last year in the playoffs and previous playoff years, you know, and understand what needs to be done a little bit better?
Yeah. I mean, I think, we're used to that, right? We do have one doubleheader usually a year. And then in summertime lacrosse and growing up, you usually play back-to-back games, but high pressure, a little more physical, a little more intense. So playoffs are a little bit more of a grind on the body, but I think it's exciting. Whether you win or whether you lose, it's nice to get right back at it and have a chance 2 days later. So we're just excited to get going.
Last minute of the play in this show. So I'm going to ask you this. If we have you back on the show in 2 weeks from now and you guys are moving on, the reason the Buffalo Bandits would beat Toronto in the next round would be what?
That we play our game. We dictate. So whether that's our defensive system or our offensive system, we play true to who we are. We've been successful with it in the past, and that's what we're doing the last handful of games here, and that's why we're making a good push at the end.
You feel you can play like an offensive, highly offensive game, but also lock it down if you have to?
Yeah, I think we're one of the best five-on-five teams in the league. Our defense plays so tight and gets Vino his shots that he wants to see. And then offensively, we need to put people on their heels. We have so many dynamic threats and guys that can go off for four goals a game. So we just need to dictate there.
Okay, quickly, 20 seconds. Two games in the NHL tonight. The Stars host the Golden Knights and the Oilers host the Kings. Who wins?
Oilers, Golden Knights.
Okay, Oilers and Golden Knights. You heard it here. Good luck in, against Toronto. Thanks for joining the show. We'll be back tomorrow on Sabres Live when Bills Live is next.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.